Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, the big question on all of our minds is Vinny there?
Yeah, uh-oh. I'm here. Why haven't you guys called me?
What?
What are you talking
Aren't
about?
You supposed to check? I've been getting texts to get on the camera.
Yeah, we got that this morning. No, you didn't get that? It came.
No.
Bryn, Nikki, and Vinny. There it is. 541. Just go back to that thread and hit any one of those links. It'll take you to it. That is not a good way to start the day.
That's not acceptable.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, the last text I have from you guys was yesterday at 537.
I got one this morning at 541.
Oh, now I got one.
She just sent it again.
Yeah, I just resent it.
Oh, you know what? I might have clicked you off of here yesterday.
Yeah, you didn't send me a text.
That is me.
Oh,
well, you know that
Sarah.
I know.
Yeah,
I think
mean,
I clicked
my
you off.
Eggs and hang me out in front of everybody.
Well, listen,
but I'm
Vinny,
sitting right here.
You can look at the thread. I mean, there's the link is the same every day. I think it's the same number, right? So you can always jump on the Zoom meeting. So my bad, I think. Oops.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He's here now.
Yes, now you're here.
No, I was here the whole time. That's the point.
Yeah, but now you're where we can see you, which is where we need you to be. So good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday. I can already tell today's going to be an amazing day. Vinny's got some kind of hat on with a little guy on there. What hat is that?
This would be the Warriors, I believe.
Oh,
it's a Warriors cap. Yeah, that's your vision going on your Sarah.
Yeah, let me see the... Oh, it's not a
city.
Person? Oh,
it's
I
the
can't
city.
Even see it. It looks like a person. That is my vision going on me. So how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm sitting here getting ready for our show. I'm feeling pretty positive about the day. It's a Tuesday. I got chores to do after we get done here, so it's another busy schedule.
You got
had a busy day yesterday,
in?
Too. What's
say
that?
Say that again?
Yeah, Bud's been calling in to tell you all
yeah.
about
we'll
the
find out
Big
about
Apple news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to get my new phone.
Yeah, so I guess they're not going to use Intel processors anymore? They're not going to use Intel chips?
Not. I mean, the average person goes, what?
I know. Well, my thought was, oh, no, is this going to be like Apple Maps? Are they just about to ruin everything?
Oh, I don't I think that... Pardon me. I think they've been doing a mixture of... It's hard for them to get all the supplies they need, or
yeah.
And I'm guessing this is not... But I've read different stuff, and they do all kinds of different stuff to get enough supplies to, you know, what are they... The supply chain to keep
that thing
going. So I don't know. I don't think they've always gotten it from one spot. I think that they get a mix of things. So whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure Scott Budman will have all the lowdown on the online Apple developers conference.
I think most of us are more concerned about your test. Any results yet? Because
no.
Even Christina goes, Where did she go? Like, Kaiser's turning tests around in a day or two.
Yeah, they're not. I guess they're not turning them around.
Get her.
Oh, my God. Woman, you yelled in my ear. No, and John still hasn't gotten his antibody test back yet, and he went days before I did. I mean, I'm hearing people are getting a 15-minute turnaround test. Apparently, my doctor sent me to the worst return ever. Yeah, wow. I don't know. I mean, it seemed to be, you know, I go through our insurance. It seems like I would be on the mark for that. I mean, I don't know. I'll let you know as soon as I find out. I'm hoping soon. I don't even know, like, what do they call me? Maybe there's results that I just haven't called them.
They didn't tell you?
No, they didn't say anything. I'll just call my doctor at some point. I mean, I think I got the test last Wednesday.
It's been 5 days.
Yeah. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And yeah, today is the fifth business day.
Yeah, you should have results. And weirdly, you'd think that they'd make that the part of the conversation you have is, and so here's what you do.
Well, it's
you
weird.
You do this to get your stuff.
There's very little conversing. You know, I talked to my doctor and she just gave me the referral, but then they just usher you right through that whole thing. She held up the vial that they were going to put my test in, my brain boogers. And you know, it had all my info on there and I confirmed that was right. And I didn't see my email address on there though. So I don't know how I'm getting these results. Yeah. I'll call today. That's a good point. Like, how do I get them? Do they just come to me through telepathy through the air?
That's lame of them because truthfully there you are out in the public now. And if you've got it and you're still contagious, wouldn't that be good for you to know to lock it back down?
I will say I'm hardly in the public. As soon as I, you know, started to feel sick, the one thing that I've done, I mean, everything I've done has been, you know, fully masked, fully separated from people. You know, I know you're thinking about the restaurant that I went to, but I'm telling you, we were walking down the street and the place was deserted. So we sat at a table. The only other party there was well over 15 feet from us.
Well, I'm not really specifically talking about you. I'm thinking if everyone's getting a test and everyone's being hung out to wait 5, 6, 8 days, then you can expect that people aren't staying in and that they are doing things that could be spreading. That's just a bummer. That's too bad.
It is a bummer for sure. I mean, it's, you know.
It's not going to help lower the curve or crush the curve, as they say.
No. Well, you know. Let's hope if you don't feel well, I mean, hopefully you're not leaving your house, you know?
Yesterday they reported there were the most cases in California we've had yet.
Oh my God.
By a lot. By a lot. By thousands. 6,000 new cases, which beats the record of 4,500.
Do you have like where those are, like, are there hot spots? I mean.
That's right. That particular number is not even including all counties.
Oh,
but
really?
No, I don't have hotspots. That's most of the counties. County health departments had reported 6,000 new cases with several counties still yet to report.
Jeez.
So there you go. That's a lot. That's a big jump.
It is a big jump. You know, I was looking at, I was watching a news program. I can't remember where I saw this because all I'm picturing is the graphs, but they showed how places that had outbreaks, Italy, Germany, there were several on there, how they shot up in a peak, just graphs of how many cases they were getting per day, shot up in a peak, and then they shut everything down, and they sheltered in place, and they did a good job of it, and it peaked, and then it went way down to, like, very, very few. And America's chart does not look like that at all. America's chart shoots up like all the other ones do. It goes down a little, and then it sort of stays at a pretty fast clip. I mean, I get that we're a pretty populous place, and there have been places that have been slower to lock down, but it's we're definitely not. I mean, and if anything, we're reopening now. I mean, even today, we're going to do our check-in with Annie, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that's coming back online, and that people who are desperate to get out of their houses, no matter how they're feeling, are going to start to take advantage of. So,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I'm glad for it. I'm glad everybody's getting out. I just, you know.
Well, and I mean, herd immunity is a thing. I guess it's all about not overwhelming the hospitals. But they are, they went from, I think it might have been my doctor who was saying this. They had gone from like zero patients who were checked in into ICU with COVID to, you know, six or seven, like in a couple of day span.
That was a texter that sent that to us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was, was it a nurse?
Well, I mean, texters. I don't know. You know, she said she was at the
you didn't call
at the
her and talk
no
to
I didn't
about
verify
it.
Her at all, but she said that she worked at a hospital and that they'd seen a bunch of cases come back up, and
right.
Those were the numbers. The reason I recognize it is the number you gave, six or
yeah,
seven.
Yeah, went from zero to, yeah. to you know more
yeah,
than a handful
a
overnight.
So yeah, so I mean I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but it's definitely spiking again, and the mask thing is, you know, I took my kid out yesterday for a bike ride, and we went to this track, and the first time we looked at it, it was just packed, so packed. We just went home. I'm like, you can't go out there. There's no way. And
you
I realized
people out there exercising,
riding, yeah. Mm-hmm. On this track. It's a little BMX track.
Oh, I did see that picture. Oh, my God. That's so cute. Like little hills and stuff.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's just that it was super crowded the first time. And we've done this a couple times where we go up there and we look at it and it's too crowded and we go home. And people are... So I posted the picture because we finally did get up there. And she was awesome. And she overcame this one hill she didn't want to do the first time. And she went down it. And I was like, yeah, that is so rad. Because you know how being scared of stuff can be. It can be paralyzing.
Sure.
And so she overcame that, and I was super proud. And she had a bunch of runs before the crowd, you know, sort of came back. And so we were super happy, and we got home, and I was just pumped, like, you know, stoked dad. And I posted the pictures, and I'm like, yeah, that's so rad that, you know, this little girl is – overcoming certain things, and that's what I'm thinking. And then there's texts from people who are like, why is she wearing a mask? She's outside. And I'm just like,
yeah, no, there's no winning on social media. She's wearing a mask because she's wearing a mask. Because we're all wearing masks.
I need her to wear a mask because she's got previous health. I was in the hospital with that girl in January. Where were you? You person who are telling me I shouldn't have a mask on her. I can't be, you know, it's one of those things where you just go, oh, course.
There's no winning. Look,
well, my point is there's the mentality around this is that, which is there's all different opinions, and the idea that you should not have a mask, like you're telling other people not to have a mask on, that's just crazy. Like, you know, I get it. Watch your kids, but
do what you want to do and don't worry about anybody else.
Right.
And frankly, that's, you know, whether they're wearing a mask or not, that's not, it's not up to you. And it's not
so weird.
You don't get to be the police.
No, I know.
You know,
well,
it's like, oh my God, it's like the whole next door mentality. Like I refuse to get on next door because there's nothing on there that doesn't turn into a fight. Like John just sits there and reads it. He's like, oh, I'm going to write on that. I'm like, do not, why would you engage with that? I don't understand.
It's
you know,
community, that's why.
No, it's, you know what, though?
It's
your not
people.
It's not your community.
There are some good things on Nextdoor.
Really,
it's just like
what?
Any other,
name me something.
Any other platform, there's a lot of great things and terrible things, you know, people who complain. But the great things are like, you know, one of the neighbors around here was like, I'm making face shields. I mean, you know, and if anybody needs them, free. I'm like, no, we'll pay you. He goes, yeah, we'll take donations, but
so
it's
you got
free
some?
To any.
Oh, so you have face
I got to. It's not that. I thought it was going to be a lot more, but yeah. Come on. The guy was trying to help out. It's super flimsy, and it breaks easily. but my point is that people are trying to help, you know?
Yeah.
It's a community.
Yeah.
I think that that's good for that. That's one good thing.
Okay, I'll give you that. But you know what happens? I bet you go back on that thread, and someone's on there bitching about how flimsy the things
of
are that
course.
He made, that he gave them for free. I'm telling
of
you,
course.
there's no
media.
Safe place anymore. The only safe place is to just put your phone down and stop looking at that stuff.
Well, that is for sure. No doubt.
Oh, my God. It's funny, because I feel like, you know, I had this whole love-hate relationship with social media. Like, there are times when I'm like, oh my God, it's so positive and that is so sweet. And other times I'm like, wow, like people kind of suck. And I don't want that to be pushed into my head. Like, I like thinking that people are, you know, kind and helpful. And
well, I think the trip is that often someone who writes something nasty is actually a nice person.
Yeah.
And it's just weird that they feel like this inner voice, this negative inner voice that they wouldn't let out anywhere else, they let out there.
Well, we need to have our outrage, Vinny. I'm a nice person and I am outraged by what you've said.
Anyway, I had a really radical experience yesterday watching my kid overcome something that was awesome. So,
well, there you go. See,
that's what the share was about. Just this idea that here's
not
a kid
whether or not she had a mask on.
She stood at the top of this hill and was like, I'm going to walk down. And I was like, oh, damn it. And this was a couple days ago. And I'm just like, just roll. You don't even have to pedal. Just you could. And then, you know, no, I'm walking it. I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to be that guy. So I didn't press her. And then yesterday it just clicked. Like there was a point she just went right to the top of it. And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, do you want to see me do it real quick? And she goes, yes. And I rolled down it. And she goes, you make it look so easy. I'm like, because you don't have to do anything. You just hold on. Yep. Yeah, you just sit there. You don't even have to do anything. She just goes, all right. And rolled through it. And I was like, yeah, dude. Yes.
Tell me about this course. It seems like, I mean, I've never really stumbled upon a BMX dirt course.
It's not really a BMX track in the traditional sense because I used to race bikes and they're longer than that and there's a starting gate and there's an actual finish line. These are called they're all over town. They're called pump tracks. And the idea is that once you get rolling, if you ride it right, you don't even really have to pedal. You can sort of work the bumps. The same way you work a skateboard in a skate park, if you hit the bump right going down, it
gives you the momentum you need to get.
It gives you right. It gives you boomerangs you or shoots you into the next bump, and you can sort of work the whole thing by just pressing down on your bars at the right time. So these pump tracks are fun and they're cool, and for a little kid, they're big enough. Mm. You know, for a grown up, you'd kind of go, man, I need a bigger hill, but for a 5 year old. 6 year old, they're perfect.
Yeah. So nothing harrowing.
No,
I
mean,
just a little.
Yeah, you
just
definitely
a roller coaster.
Can get speed and get some air if you wanted, but she's right now, she's just making it around the track was the big move. So we were super pumped. And it's neat when other kids can see. There was one other kid out there when we were out there, and we, you know, I'm pretty friendly. I was like, that was a great run, kid, you know, and then everybody starts, you know, sort of cheering each other on. And that's sort of the hopeful mentality you want is like, you know, people, instead of being competitive, can actually go, that was great. Good job.
I can't wait for Hulk Baby to get on a bike.
Oh, me neither.
I have high hopes for that kid.
She's going to be rad.
She's a little mini Vinny.
She is going to be rad. She's definitely.
Ever since I saw her climbing up that little mini wall there, I was just like, oh yes, yes, that's the mentality I'm looking for right there.
Well, don't let me mislead you though. Right now I've got a couple criers. Like, we got more tears in this house than anyone knows what to do with. And it could
actually
be,
they're little.
Well, but and they're girls though. I'm not talking entirely about, you know, an injury. We're talking about feelings.
Oh, no, sensitivity, sure. We're very in touch with our feelings as children. I don't like what you just said because it means I can't do the thing I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very sad about that.
Yeah,
and I've got big old crocodile tears running down my face.
There's definitely times when I'm upstairs and I start down and I can hear the crying and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to just stay up here. I can't even imagine what that's all about, but I don't like it. Yuck.
Ah, that's funny.
I mean, what's the move? Do you, honey, what's wrong? Every single time, or do you just let him cry?
No, I can't go there because it's often nonsense. Right. I mean, I, you know.
So when it's nonsense, you ignore it?
Yeah.
I try to just, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Let them have their meltdown.
Well, I can't, you know, look, if she's hurt, I'm down. I'm there.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Yes.
But if we're talking about, you know, someone touched her doll, no.
Yeah.
You stopped.
Someone being Hulk baby, I'm assuming. I don't think she cares if mom touches the doll.
No.
I stopped.
Show me
patrol.
On the doll.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is the sisterly thing. But either way, yeah. I'm not going there. Anyway,
the sibling thing is often the thing that complicates. It's awesome, but it's also makes everything so complicated. Like there's so many times when I've just like looked at them and they're just squabbling and have been all day. And you or not now I barely see them now, but they're, you know, I'd just be like, oh my God, my life would be perfect if you guys would stop fighting. That's it.
Are they
the
bros?
At times. Yeah, it's great, actually. They love each other, and they're good to each other, and sometimes they just get... They still have stupid that bothers the other one, and they know the buttons, and it's almost like when one's in a bad mood, he can't stand it if the other one's happy, you know? So he's got to do something that, you know... You know when they're all happiest is when they're dumping on me. It's great. We have all these family jokes, and I'm happy to make them happy.
It just hit me that, you know... You're the odd man out at your house, and I'm the odd man out at my house.
For sure. Team, the boy team is a real thing, and I'm sure the girl team is a real thing, too.
Yep.
It can be, you know, I don't want
to
cry about it or
us?
Anything, but I don't know, Vin. We're living the exact opposite experience, and yet it's exactly the same.
Woof.
I know. All right, let's do this thing. Let's get her done. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.